On an East Main Street building in Rapid City is a new sign that reads NDN Collective, and painted on the window are words Defend, Develop, Decolonize. This upstart enterprise is headed up by Nick Tilson. He's the innovator behind Thunder Valley Development on the Pine Ridge Reservation. NDN Collective now proposes to take that idea to a larger scale, focusing on self-directed economic development in Indian country across North America. One of its officers says that as the indigenous economy becomes healthy, so do other aspects of the community. Vice President Kim Pate says NDN Collective plans to offer grants, loans, and advocacy to tribes trying to improve their economy in ways grounded in sovereignty, tradition, and culture. She says not all communities are alike, and so the collective will defer to tribes to determine what their needs are. One overriding interest, however, is energy. Pate says one of the major causes of poverty is lack of access to affordable energy, resulting in people having to choose between food and heat.
Or you may not even have any access to any energy, period, and you are freezing. And we do have a lot of deaths by freezing all across Indian country.
She says renewable energy can create industry and jobs on reservations, where sunshine and wind are abundant resources. Pate says a healthy economy supports a healthy community.
When you move families out of poverty, you do see improvement on all of the indicators where we're currently lagging, whether it's suicide rates or alcoholism or dropout rates from high school or infant mortality. Because families with stronger balance sheets are able to thrive in all those other areas.
Pate says NDN Collective is looking at funding large projects such as housing developments and businesses. NDN Collective also plans to assist with grassroots organizing and lobbying to promote policies and laws that support tribal economic development. Pate says that effort can include protesting pipelines or asking for national or state requirements that financial education be taught in the schools. NDN Collective officially started October 1st, and lending is scheduled to begin in 2019. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.